Oh, hi there.
Yes, welcome everyone. Dearest friends of this world, Matt, you have returned.
You are in the right place at the right time, for we are about to magically resume our poetic dream in Season 2, Episode 3 of Poetry Nap, A Wild Date with Ancient Love.
How delightful.
How primordial.
And speaking of my primal instincts.
Yes?
I'm Lady Dosis.
You are primal indeed. And speaking of Michelangelo's David, I'm Lord Dosis.
Uncanny.
Thank you.
And we are time voyagers of the dream realm and your captains for this journey.
With open pound cake arms, we welcome you back to our extraordinary world, and your treasured poetry nap will begin shortly. As you relax into wherever you are, please fully recline your backs,
heads,
necks,
legs,
arms,
paws,
fins,
wings,
and tails. Unfasten your belts and loosen your buttocks completely. That's better.
Now that you are comfortable, like a platypus wrapped in a terry cloth robe, please allow your eyes to close and take a few deep, slow breaths.
Gently feel your mind let go of today.
As we relax even deeper, we notice the familiar and stimulating sound of mythical gods and goddesses whispering sweet nothings in our ears. Yes, the smell of sweet jasmine and rich chocolate fills our senses, and soft feathers gently tickle our necks.
Someone lovingly caresses your cheek, and we remember, yes, we have returned to the great hall of Olympus, and we are indeed on a luxurious date with a divine god or goddess, and things are just starting to get spicy.
And from the hands of your date come sweet caresses on the nape of your neck.
Soft, smooth tickles titillate the curve of your torso.
Their fingers brush through your hair as if each strand was a thread of gold. And their deep eyes of immortality gaze into yours with promise and passion. They know how desperately you've all wanted the kiss of divinity.
And with delight and verve, you, yes, you, make the first move and lean in to touch your lips to theirs.
And during our first kiss, the erotes fly around the hall of Olympus and declare,
you have the goddess in your mouth. You savor the taste on your tongue, the sweet taste with the bitter. You have the god in your mouth. You relish the nip of desire, the peppery succulence. You have the goddess in your mouth. You sip the flavors of zest, the tang of gusto and punch. You have the god in your mouth. You feast on the spicy glory. Devour the holy delicious. You swallow the goddess in your mouth. You swallow the god in your mouth. You sanctify in your throat. Are sanctified into your guts. You have the god. You have the goddess. You have the god goddess in your mouth.
And as first kisses sometimes do, the fiery passion instantly transports us and our deity dates to a magical place. Whoa.
Whoa.
Wow.
Whoa.
We are deep in the heart of the earth, in a crystal cave with glowing, iridescent waters.
The crystals are singing. The light of dancing fireflies reflects off the jagged amethyst gems.
Dark purples and pale lavenders glimmer in the shadows.
The smell of sulfur, moss, and rich earth takes over our senses. We notice inviting bubbling pools of water. Oh, goody gumdrops, hot springs.
Yes, so exciting.
Mm-hmm.
We are indeed in the heart of the earth, illuminated by a glowing, pulsing orb of light, the heart of all hearts. In the heart, radiant presence, we remember an ancient wisdom many of us have long forgotten. Our heartbeat is the Earth's heartbeat. And the love that happens within the heart of the Earth affects the entire Earth.
Wait a second.
Yes. Who is that naked man over there with a long white beard wading in the hot pool in the distance?
He's waving to us. He's wearing a straw hat and...
He has a pipe coming out of his mouth.
Oh, I think I know. Of course. It's Uncle Walt Whitman.
Of course. The patron saint of poetry in hot springs.
He's drinking a tiki bowl.
A delightful punch of light and dark rums, brandy and almond, mixed with orange juice, serves two people.
Uncle Walt never misses a poetry nap. In fact, The last time we saw him, he was riding down a river on a winged canoe on an enchanted island, teaching us about the nature of love. Hello, Uncle Walt.
Hello, Lady Doshish.
You're looking fine as ever.
Oh, thank you. You as well, and everyone here is looking so splendid.
Yes, you don't look a day over 16.
In fact, you've inspired me.
Really?
I want to sing the Body Electric.
Oh, please do so.
I sing the Body Electric. The expression of a well-made man appears not only in his face, it is in his limbs and joints also. It is curiously in the joints of his hips and wrists. It is in his walk, the carriage of his neck, the flex of his waist and knees. Dress does not hide him. The strong, sweet quality he has strikes through the cotton and broadcloth. To see him pass conveys as much as the best poem, perhaps more. You linger to see his back and the back of his neck and shoulder side. To be surrounded by beautiful, curious, breathing, laughing flesh is enough. I do not ask any more delight. I swim in it, as in a sea. This is the female form. A divine nimbus exhales from it from head to foot. It attracts with fierce, undeniable attraction. Books, art, religion, time, the visible and solid earth, and what was expected of heaven or feared of hell, are now consumed. Mad filaments, ungovernable shoots play out of it. The response, likewise ungovernable. Hair, bosom, hips, bend of legs, negligent falling hands all diffused. Mine too diffused. Ebb stung by the flow, and flow stung by the ebb. Love flesh swelling and deliciously aching. Limitless limpid jets of love, hot and enormous, quivering jelly of love. White blow and delirious juice. Undulating into the willing and yielding day.
Thank you, Uncle Walt.
You're welcome, Lady Doses.
So beautiful.
Yes.
Uncle Walt's ever-accepting praise of our bodies, plus the presence of the hot springs, inspires us to take off our clothing, finally, and they come off in euphoria.
Yes, the clothes are euphoric. You are euphoric. There's a euphoria that's just wafting through the air.
The gods, the goddesses, the crystals, the bubbling minerals of the springs, and indeed you are all naked. We slip into the opulent hot springs with our dates. Bodies deeply immerse in the warmth.
Our mortal and immortal bodies touch, slide and slip over the slick satin of each other's seductive submerged skin.
And in a hushed tone, your goddess god, deity, confesses.
You ring my reaches. You wing my wording. You instruct me in the songbook of the sun.
You finger my edges. You spark my wick. You teach fire music to all my flesh.
You ask for attunement. You answer in anthems. You breathe a language that enlightens my throat.
You perform your canticle on the pulse of my being, and my soul comes in time with your heartbeat.
With shimmering arousal and timeless passion, our bodies join in the pleasures of sexual elation.
Our moans of ecstasy and howls of rapture echo off the lustrous crystals, amplifying and pulsating our passion throughout the earth.
Our bodies ripple, surge, and swell in an intoxicating release of pheromones, endorphins, and wild animalistic bliss.
Our hearts beat in unison with each other and with the heartbeat of the earth. And we feel ourselves approaching the brink of ecstatic climax. And with our fullest bodily sensations of decadent release,
we experience in multiple crescendos the entire history of love, beginning from the largest crescendo known to Homo sapiens. The Big Bang.
Big Bang's origins.
Stars, particles, atoms.
Colliding and embracing
through the emptiness of your universe.
Stretching light,
gravityless.
Galaxies swirl and form the climax of our supernova. We are the cosmic acceleration entwined within the jewel of the inner cosmos.
And suddenly, a blaze of golden glow.
A rupture of echoes.
A howl of breath.
A blast of liquid light.
The percussion of Earth creating herself. The oceans pronouncing life.
The mysteries of untamed souls.
The fusion.
And fierceness of time.
And space.
Over and over. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Let the Big Bang begin again.
And again.
And again.
Now that was a grand epoch unification gamma ray burst.
And now we allow the undulating sensations to tingle in our body. Feel it in your toes and in your fingers, all the way up to your head.
You are being spooned by your god goddess state.
Lord Doses, look yes. Around. Where are we?
Oh.
We're not in the center of the earth anymore.
No, no. There's birds and quince trees.
Yes.
And we're on a big bed. A big bed I recognize. Yes, it's the Dandy Duchess.
Indeed we are, and we're
How
surrounded
lucky.
By our friends, the blossoming quince trees. We're quite intimate with them, aren't we?
Yes, and on this cushy bed we continue to spoon and cuddle with our god-goddess state, and some of us go have a smoke or keep chatting or coo.
Yes, and the god-goddess gazes one last time into our eyes. And you say this. You have come to me out of the antiquities. We have loved one another for generations. We have loved one another for centuries. You teach me to trust the voices of my voices. You teach me to believe in my own believings. You touch the palpability of my possibles. And they reply,
together, we reflect what our mirrors conceal. Together we upgrade the sun in our meridians. We remain open night and day to transcendence. You are incompletely disguised as a mortal. You are the eternal stranger I have always known. I saw your wings this morning. I saw your wings.
And our divine date hands us a magical flower before they fade deeply into our hearts forever. And now, the Dandy Duchess must go back up. And with each of our relaxed outbreaths, the Dandy Duchess begins to rise up out of the orchard. And what do you, Lord Ursus, do you think? A little more goss this time?
Yes, sure. Let's give her a little goss.
This time seedless.
Yes. Oh, there we go. Right, just a little more one. Ah, perfect. And there we are, floating in the air. And as we float up and away from ancient Greece, we hear the land's parting music bid us a fond farewell.
From tundra to jungle, from summit to river run, in heat wave and in downpour, I am a center of gravity, a thermal spring, a magnetic field, a mercurial planet. Survey. Savor the succulent Atlas.
Cherish, touch, connect.
We find ourselves floating through the stratocumulus clouds with the ravens and albatross.
And there goes a magic dragon.
Oh, yes. That's nice. That's cool.
Very cool.
We notice our subtle slip back through time and space. Back to present day.
The Dandy Duchess floats down and lands gently where we began.
And we lie here, savoring the wildness of love, the mysteries of Mother Nature, the glowing heart of the earth, and just how sexy we all are. Dearest nappers, it is time to gently wake up.
For your safety and comfort, please begin stretching your body ever so slowly.
Wiggle your toes and fingers. Lovingly, move your neck from side to side.
Tenderly, open your eyes. Notice the first person, plant, or magical creature you see and send them a wink.
Luxuriously, give yourself a warm embrace. You deserve it.
Welcome back to where we began. Local time is here and now, and the temperature, guess what? Is perfect.
It is indeed.
Yes.
We'd like to thank you, our dearest nappers, for taking this poetry nap with us.
A heartfelt thank you to the sweet poets, composers, and musicians featured in this episode of A Wild Date with Ancient Love.
Oh, yes. And also at poetrynap.com, you can subscribe to our newsletter.
No way.
Find out more about live shows.
That's cool.
And learn more about the poets and musicians from each episode.
They deserve your attention.
Thank you, Lord Dosis.
Well, thank you, Lady Dosis.
Of course.
Well, you're welcome. And again, thank you, our dear Dandy Duchess passengers, for taking this poetry nap with us.
We look forward to sleeping with you again in the very near future.
Sweet dreams.